who is listed as being from Washington State University, but she's not in Pullman. She's a long way from Pullman, unfortunately for us. But she works very closely with the group.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, my talk today is new data and functionality in NRSP10 databases. So do I have like something? Pointer?
Okay. Down arrow there.
Okay. I just do So I just listed all the people that are involved as a participant and collaborator. Okay. So this NRSP10 project has 5 databases. So database for rosacea and citrus genome, cool season food legume genome, and cotton, and then vaccinium. So collectively, these 5 databases host publicly available genomic, genetic, and breeding data for 25 crops. And these are all built in Triple and share core and extension modules. So this is GDR. I'm just going to briefly show you the homepage of all the databases we have. Citrus Genome DB, Cotton Gen, Cool Season Food Legume, and Vaccinium. So as you can see, they all look very similar, different color scheme. and it is possible for one lab, like for us, to have all these five databases because we share, they are all built in Triple, and we share all the core and extension modules. So I'm going to talk about new data in these databases. So we have, like in these 25 crops, we have a lot of new genome assembly and annotations available. And we, one of the key feature in our databases is we try to have all the new marker, map, and QTL data from publications. And we are pretty up to date in all the databases now. And one of the new things is we do a synteny analysis using MCScanX, and then we make it available through the synteny viewer built by other group, which is really nice, and the FEI bioinformatics group in Cornell, and which I'm going to show you. And then we also have publicly available germplasm evaluation data from Green, and also other services available through BIMS. Okay. So the new functionalities, I'm just going to use GDR as an example. I'm going to show you the synteny viewer, some of the new functionalities in the search pages, and map viewer and BIMS. BIMS will be covered by Ksenia Gajsik later. So the new synteny viewer you can access from the toolbar. And so here you can choose your reference genome and then choose whatever genomes you want to compare with. Then this is what you see. So the chromosome you selected from the reference genome you selected, and then you see the snapshot of all the synteny into all the chromosomes in one genome. And then this is the other that you chose. And you can also select one synthetic block and see all the genes on the left side. You can zoom in and out. And on the right side, the table shows all the genes that are orthologous. And if you click the gene name, go to the gene page. On the left side bar, there's a synteny. If you click that, it shows all the orthologs from all the organisms that we did the synteny analysis on. And from there, you can go back to the block in the synteny viewer, which is fantastic, I think. We discovered this module actually at PEC this year, and we went on and then implemented it. We did the analysis and implemented it, which is really nice. So this is like the key example of using Triple. You develop your own custom module and share with others, and you can get whatever other people developed. Okay, I forgot to mention that we have expression module that Max Group developed, so I deliberately didn't show it here because she was going to cover it. So on the search bar, it shows all the search pages, customizable search pages that we have, and I'm going to just highlight the new features. So this is gene transcript search page. You can filter the genes and transcripts down using various categories. And you see the table. You can download the data. You can go to the gene page or to the JBrowse. So this is pretty, standard in all of our search pages. But what's new, something that we tried here, is you can customize output. So if you are interested in getting like some functional annotations by BLAST or Go or whatever, so you can check all that. And then the table you get is different from the standard table that we provide. So you can view this and download this. Okay, and we put a lot of different, we modified so that the genotype search, SNP genotype search page fits our users' need. So here we have a lot more filters. You can search genotype by germplasm, SNP markers, or you can put your gene of interest and then retrieve the genotypes around your genes. The table, the result table looks like this. So you have SNPs as the row, and on the column head, you have all the germplasms that you selected. You can download the entire genotype data, or you can download the only polymorphic results. Okay. So the map viewer, which is the new that we developed, so it's very similar to the CMAP tool that a lot of people have been using, but this is fully integrated with the other pages in TripleSight. From the toolbar or from any map pages you can access. You can zoom and link into marker page, and you can compare two maps by corresponding markers. So this page is just to show you all the features that I've shown you is an extension, custom triple extension modules from this project, except the one that the Synteny module is developed from other people. So this is either already released or is going to be released soon. Okay. So future development for these databases. We will continue to integrate genomic genetic breeding data, and then we will incorporate that Elasticsearch, the site-wide search. It will enable our own sites or the cross-site search. And then based on that, we will further develop a biomart type search where you can, like I showed you, that was just something that we tried a little bit, where you can filter down and also you can build the result table as you want and then save it in your account. And also we will further develop the map viewer and BIMS. Okay, so these are the team in the lab, and all the funding resources and the communities that we work with. Okay. Thank you. Great.
One of the major points here is that I've often sat in on these kinds of things and I thought, oh, that's what they're doing. The fact is, if you put your data in the right format, you can have all of this. It's usable behind the community, and it is designed to be used within this kind of environment so that incorporate it, and decided that was the right word to use, into your database, as opposed to steal or something like
that.
Other questions?
We all of those are submitted by the users, our community users. Yeah. Then we have I didn't mention it, but we have a specific loader for genetic and breeding data, and so they fill in the format and then they submit it to us. Then we show them in the variation, yeah, SNP genotype page.